MGTOW men, welcome back. So I have a testimony to share today. Whether or not it's a testimony, that's up to you, I guess. It is a story, and it does relate to some red flags, but it also just shares a story, which bottom line, what I have to share is something that touches on MPD, isolative tactics, abuse, lies, and false allegations of domestic abuse, all the things that you've heard, but it's an important story to share nonetheless. And for those that are listening that are claiming that this is once again just another sob story or complaining and stating that we have all been wronged and that's the only reason we're going our own way, well, that's short-sighted. And realize that the content that I make varies each day and the majority deals with self-improvement, but also realize that there are some new to MGTOW and they need to hear these stories to help understand some of the severe things that can occur. And obviously, this stuff does not always happen, but it's instructive for those that are new to MGTOW, and it allows the story to be shared so that others can reach out and maybe offer insight to this guy. But he's doing well. So here, let's go. First, I really enjoy your channel. I like your format and the way you speak. Keep it up. And so I'm going to keep this guy as anonymous as possible. I wanted to send a testimony and do my own part to warn other men. I am X age, young. I live in a major city, and I work in a certain field and have meaningful, fulfilling work that pays well. For that, I am grateful. I separated from my girlfriend of 3 years in October of 2016. The last year and a half have been hell. My ex actually introduced me to MGTOW. It is important to note, my ex's family was destroyed by her NPD mother, and her father paid a heavy price. So there is a history, and that is so key. Always take a resume. Always do a background check. Not that you guys are dating going that way. I'm just saying, with anybody, take note of that and you'll understand them more. So anyway, she got pregnant, and while I was not happy about it, I accepted my responsibility and tried to make the best of the situation. I moved to X city as we were long distance but had lived together in a different town. This and the stress of the pregnancy caused our relationship to fall apart quickly. We had problems. I always wondered about her loyalty as she was a very attractive woman who received so much male attention. Her ego was so inflated, but to make it worse, not only that, she was an Adderall addict. I'm almost certain she had NPD. She quit her job, then moved in with her father, and I was the only one working, and it allowed us to save. Biggest mistake ever. So she's putting all of her eggs into the basket of the men in her life. And also, this is very common. They're often very attractive as well. Their egos are through the roof. The NPD plays out. And they also need stimulants, Adderall. 2 weeks after the pregnancy, my mother comes to visit. My ex essentially fabricates a story about my mother and essentially demands I cut off my parents. My refusal to cut off my parents led to me sleeping in a spare bedroom, and this is where the abuse started. They will never be able to reason here, and I'm writing this. They will never. It's quite impossible, and don't try to reason. To them, normal relationships outside of the kingdom that they're trying to build, that she's trying to build, is a threat, and it's a threat to their own safety in their mind. They will frame that you have an Oedipus complex, that you can't grow up and leave home, and this may extend past relationships with parents, but this might also extend to valuable relationships that you have or other social ties within and without of work. So going on, I had a heavy commute, woke up at 4 a.m., got home at 7 p.m., and they're going to have no remorse for that. They're not going to have any sympathy. Had a newborn and a hostile girlfriend. Her father worked nights, and when he left, the abuse started. Once again, this is the sign of the isolation, field control, and dominance. I would go to bed, the door would fly open, water thrown on me, kicked, punched, screamed at, belongings stolen, toiletries stolen. I'm also legally blind, and my contacts and glasses would be taken and locked in another room. This woman abused me to the point of begging on my knees for her to stop, or I would have to call the police. She looked at me and slammed her arm on the door frame to create bruises right in front of me, and she has fabricated evidence, hacked my phone, email, etc. I could no longer show up to work with marks and cuts on my face, so I finally moved out. I lived in my car for 2 months. I got an apartment, she filed for child support, and I filed for a parenting plan. So here we go. I told her on the phone I filed, and she screamed, "I'm coming for you." That Saturday, three police officers showed up at my apartment and served me with the domestic violence protection order, took my firearms, and told me I had a court date and I couldn't go near my child or ex. Get this, the police told me they have to do this, and they know the vast majority are lying. 2 out of 3 of these cops have had their wives do the same to them. I retained a lawyer. went to court. She did not show. It was dropped and my firearms were returned. However, the next day she filed another DVPO and in total, she filed 5. However, I was only served on the first of them due to my schedule of never being home. With my financial resources diverted, I could not fight in court and the child support order of over $700 would have rendered me out of a home. So I took a job in my hometown in another state to try and stay on my feet. Well, child support went through at $856 with back pay per month and I make a good amount per year. Not putting that in there. Well, come to find out, my ex was cheating on me with her coworkers the whole time. So apparently she's back at work now, or maybe their previous coworkers, I'm not sure. Literally, the entire relationship. She even sent me photos of her being penetrated by one. I kid you not. I didn't eat for 3 days. One was the emotional orbiter who was the tampon. The other was the sexual orbiter who was an ex-military clerical worker who apparently has PTSD from all of his trigger time playing Call of Duty. I know because I saw their text. She also had multiple ex-boyfriends on her line as well, and I don't have social media, so I was clueless to the extent of the infidelity. And knowing these type of women don't work, they can't keep anything consistent. One of the few consistent things is their phone, their social media outlets, and they're going to create their mini kingdoms in the DMs of these social media accounts. They are always working them. They are always getting notifications. They are always tending to them. They're always surveying. And this is their full-time job. And it's quite empty to look at, but it's going to be the case for them. And list of these things my ex has done in the past few years. Cheated on me, lied to you habitually, child used against me, phone hacked, email hacked, phone stolen, computer thrown out, property destroyed, visual aids withheld, framed for DV, put in the child support system despite being willing to split time, had my Second Amendment taken away, temporary over lies, had to miss work due to dropping off the child and disappearing for days at a time, physically abused, sleep deprived, terrorized while asleep, and I'm no missing other things. I recently returned to X City to fight for part custody and to be father as much as I could, given the reality of the legal system. I'm working an excellent job and I love what I do, and I'm gearing up to go to court to fight for part custody of my daughter because my ex will not agree to a parenting plan because she wants to use her own child as a meal ticket and as revenge. It's beyond demented. So she's going to use whatever she can throughout the rest of her life to create meal tickets. Because stability is an enemy for her, and she can't hold anything stable, and if you're not going to be stable in life, you can't make money. And I'm slowly returning to normal. I'm getting back to the things that I once loved, philosophy, history, art. I lost myself, and some days I feel like giving up, and some days my mind feels bulletproof. It is this strange schizophrenia of having been in a relationship with someone who has not only had MPD, but also significant abuse problem, substance abuse. And I want to warn men that it's not even marriage that puts you at risk, but even interacting could result in you standing in front of a judge over lies. And my child is used against me every day, and I have to find the strength to see the light in the future and keep going. I feel like I have so much to say, but anyway, sorry for the long story. Take care. Keep up the good work. I like to listen to you on my commute to work, and I find listening to rational discourse is another method of therapy, but I think only men would understand that. Later, dude. He makes a couple good points there. So the thing is, so you live in this world of chaos for so long, and the world is chaos. The world that is chaos will not allow you to care about things like philosophy, history, and art, because philosophy, history, and art and history occurred during renaissances. That meant that it occurred during economic surplus or actually periods of at least building. And now that's your life. You were in chaos and you were in the dark ages, which is often the case of many relationships, and you're not able to invest into those things because stability has not been created. You can really only go into philosophy, history, and art when you reach water and really delve into it. And now you're being able to do that. And now you're able to listen to rational discourse as well. And I've also found that in chaos, listening to a podcast or listening to a sermon or a video is something that's not as intriguing. You're going to go to music or you're going to go to something that is very stimulating because that's reflecting your world. And you're getting away from that. And that's good to see. And thanks again for sharing. This can happen. The response is obvious. Don't cohabitate. Don't have kids and don't engage with women that have mothers that possess abusive, obsessive, irrational MPD BPD behavior and excessive trauma in their past. So all of these things are things that I would prescribe for myself. Obviously, you go your own way. And all this will just filter down into her, though, regardless of the father. So she can't change that. And the other thing is, one could say that a woman like this is controlling because she is not wanting you to cheat. That, whatever, that's not true. The controlling behavior has really nothing to do with fidelity. and trust and building something. This is evident in the fact that she was cheating the whole time. The thing is, it illustrates that there is something she wants to control in life in general, because she has never been able to do that. And someone that's not able to control anything lives in insecurity. So you're going to choose something external because you failed internally. And so because she wants to control something, if she can't control you, if she can't control the people that you hang with, then she feels at risk for being able to control anything, her life. She feels like she is on life support. She can't control herself because nobody told her how to, and she's never been able to believe to be it possible. Thus, she's got to control you. And when you leave, she's going to look for another entity, another vase, okay, to go into and habitate and create a world for herself within. So once again, refer back to my prelude to this talk today. This is a reminder story. This is a story to share that this stuff does happen, but this doesn't typify MGTOW. Some have been through this. Some haven't. And remember, not all men have been burned. Many just don't want to touch the fire. This guy is sharing his experiences now. MGTOW are just going their own way. He's doing that. Living in peace, minding his own business. If you got a similar story to share, you can hit me up at sunrisehoodiegmail.com or on Twitter at sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, hoodies out.